When you think of a loving God, did you know that the only love you can attribute to the divine is the love that you've understood in yourself? Which is why most of us don't really trust God. Because we know the fickleness. We know how inconstant is our own love and how quickly it turns to judgment, flipping into an opposite at the drop of a hat. So that when we think of God and God's love, and on one hand imagine that God would, how could a loving God lead me into the desert and leave me there? But you see, the God that you love does that to you. Because if the God that you loved wasn't in fact defined by the level of love that you have come to know, then when the feeling comes, I've been left alone in the desert, you would know it to be a lie of a desert dweller, not of the divine. Because God does not betray those who love him. In fact, the betrayal is in the part of you that believes it's possible for you to be left in that situation. This is new knowledge. This is the kind of thing that must come into the heart and become part of the structure of oneself, so that when the temptation appears, as it always will, in any stretch between levels of being, you know that what you're feeling in that moment is something that is given to you by that which does not want you to fulfill your possibilities. The possibilities that your Father, that the Christ, that the Divine has brought you to just that point, so that it can see what you choose.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.